Brother Hammond, come on up, and the stage is yours. The pulpit's yours.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I'm sorry I didn't mean to make the pastor sick by going out with me yesterday. I thought I was the one who was having a tough time to get back, and he didn't show up. Amen. I thought I was having a tough time last night, which I do every once in a while. So what? That's a problem. But all when you have one of them small strokes onto it, all of a sudden your things don't work like they used to. You think they're going good, and then all of a sudden something happens. Amen. I know that. I know my brother's been there. Some of them. But praise the Lord. God's kind to us, and I thank God for what He's still using me in the ministry. And thank God I get to go different places. I'm out of fun. I've been up in Potsdam, New York, 3 or 4 times this year. A new pastor up there. And an old church for me, amen? In fact, he asked me the first time he called me in, I was up there, he said, how long? Somebody said, you've been here quite a few years ago. And I said, 50-some years ago I had been. And he said, yeah, somebody said you did something special then. I said, well, not special for me. I was just teaching soul winning. That's all it was to him. Amen. And, what was American Baptist Church then? Now it's an independent Baptist church. Amen. Praise God for it. But we had a lot of fun going back there. I love to go up there because I have a sister that lives about a mile away from that church. My oldest sister, and that's very special for me because we don't get to see her very often. That's something that we ought not to do. Now, I got to see if I got any notes here for that. What'd you do my notes? Amen. I'm having a good time. I just got to get over the right paper. It gets wound up in the Bible sometimes. You put it in there and you say, oh, it's right there. And then you move and where'd it go? Amen?
Really?
I've got a lot of people here. Huh? I don't know where am I. I'm going to put it right on there. Where'd my wife go? Where'd my secretary go? They don't make any sense. What's that? I have no idea. You know I have no idea what's going on. Actually, I don't need very much. No, actually, I don't need very much. I really don't. This is something a little bit different. I told you it would be different, something you may have never seen before in your life. I started this many, many years ago when we had a camp. We had a lot of pastors' children that would come into the camp. And as I was in that camp, I tried to do something special for those preachers' children. You know, preachers' children go through a terrible, terrible trial because they're brought up and everybody's looking at them. Wow, they're shooting at me. Watch out. But I started this then, and it's something that I picked up just working in the construction trades, and something I do not suggest that other people do. But I have found out this. I went a few years ago out to Harlan Baptist College. And I got there to the college, and they were getting their opening exercises going. And right after the opening exercise, somebody hollered at me. And I turned around, and there was this young man that was there. He introduced himself to me. And he said, do you remember me coming to camp? I said, I sure do. Richard Worsham and a lot of those older preachers, Bob Adrian, a lot of them, amen. Some of them gone home to be with the Lord. We had a great time up there, but he come and told me, he says, you did something with the torch, and you called we who were pastors' children. He said, you called us children who were, and people who were really bound. He used the word bound to the ministry. And I said, that wasn't the word that I used. I used the word that you were, what did they say was the name of it? Calloused. Amen? Calloused Christians. Now, what's a calloused Christian? It's somebody who's been around the ministry forever. And we learn a lot of scripture. I love the song tonight. I didn't even need my hymn book for that tonight. I mean, it just happened to be right away. But he said to me out there, he said, I wouldn't be here where I am if I hadn't done that, had not heard that message. I said, I know who your father is. He's good friends still today. And he says, but you don't understand. He said, I was one of those calloused children from the ministry. And I said, that's all right. I said, sometimes we get calloused in the ministry itself after we get older sometimes with things that go on. We're going through the fire every day of our life as Christians. You know that? That's not going to be a long message. I'm not going to spend a lot of time in scripture today and all that stuff. But if you go through the Bible, you'll find man after man after man and women after going through terrible trials in the Bible. We know our Savior went through that, amen? We know the Apostle Paul went through it, amen? And you can go clear back to the beginning of the New Testament and think about Noah and Abraham, amen? And those people that went through trials in our life, and there again, we can use scripture after scripture on this. And I'm just not going to get into that tonight. I just want to do this because I kind of asked me to do it. And the pastor asked me if I'd do something different. That's the only thing I can think of in my life that's different. Amen. I'm different than everybody else in ministry, always have been. They used to call me the uneducated preacher years ago. Amen. Because basically, I got into the ministry right out of a church. The pastor sent me up on the hill to fill a pulpit, and I'd never been away to Bible college, amen? So he started calling me that, amen? But you know what's strange? I went up to that country church up in the middle of no place where there was a three or four people that came to church on Sunday, and only one on Sunday night, and maybe one on Wednesday night. And 3 years later, they were running over 100 people in services. I don't know how that happened. Amen. But then all of a sudden they stopped. They didn't call me any uneducated preacher. They wanted to know what I did. I said, just what the Bible says. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. Amen. I preached everybody up in that little country. I think I even preached to the cows up there. Amen. To the horses. The rabbits and the birds and everything. I didn't make anything else. I was just preaching. But you know what I did? I knocked on every door in that township of Versailles. And when I got done with that, I went down to McDonough, New York. You know, we still have in McDonough, New York, a Bible study going from off of people who were saved through that ministry. Every week we go up there, somebody from our church. That's a long time ago. Somebody said that long ago. Now, what did the pastor say the special price for knowing how old I am today? Amen. I think my wife's already left. She don't want anybody to know how old she is. Amen. Anybody want you to know how old you are? Amen. Doesn't bother me at all. Amen. Doesn't bother me. I got over that many years ago. I'm as old as I am. Amen. No, we'll give it to you afterwards. But here comes my wife. See, she's coming in. She's backing me up here. Amen. I really appreciate her going with me. Thank you for our anniversary, by the way, this last week. Amen. What'd you say? How long have we been married, honey?
58 years
we've been together. Amen. And as I tell everybody, I say, what's the secret of your being married so long? I said, I'll tell you exactly the secret. I'm the head of my house, and I have my wife's permission to say so. Amen. It's true. Now, this young couple over here, I'm trying to teach them something, all right? Amen? Amen. Amen. Actually, if you understand that at all, you're a team. Amen. Husband and wife are a team. Amen. I can go back to the old farm. We had horses on. If you had a good team, boy, you could accomplish something in life. If you had a team that didn't work together, you were really in trouble. But as I go through life, I find out that it doesn't bother me anymore whether people like what I do or not. Amen. The more I'm there, and I appreciate people who do go with me. And once in a while, somebody even asks me to come out and speak for them. It doesn't bother me. Every day, I stand before a class. Amen? I teach them about the Lord. And they say every day, when I walk out this door and went down to the diner, I'm teaching people when you go to that diner. By the way you live, by the things you say, by your attitude when things don't go right, every moment of your life. I'm a teacher of the Lord. I'm responsible for people I meet along the pathway. You know, that's a kind of a scary task when you think about it. Because you meet all kinds of people. Because of my background in the construction trade, I certainly have met some people that you folks would run from. Amen. But I've met some wonderful people too, the Christian people. I had a man that leads the apprentice. I'm not with the union anymore. I'm retired from that quite a few years ago. But he stands about this tall. Amen. I can't reach his head. And I told the story here, I think, of him coming to our church in Norwich. We invited him to come. He came up and he walked in. His wife came with him. A couple of children came with him. When he stood up in the back pew, he stood head and shoulders above everybody. But when he got all done talking about what he wanted to talk, he went downstairs and spent time with the children. He wanted to be a part of the adults. He wanted to be done with the children. A gentle giant. Amen. Man could reach down and grab 400 pounds and pick it up with one hand. Like that. And he wasn't a weightlifter. He just was, that's what he was, had that ability. And he's a great friend. He's still a great friend today. But we're teaching everybody along the way. They're seeing us. But you know, out there's a lot of calloused Christians. We've been hurt by things in the world, by the problems out there that you go through, by the burdens of life. I don't know if I said that here before, but my wife and I, we have, what now? 3 children, grandchildren in heaven, 3 grandchildren in heaven. Each one of these dying at birth. That's a hard thing to go through, amen? Even as a pastor, it's a hard thing to go through. But you know what? They're not lost. I mean, oh, you've lost them. No, I didn't lost them. They've just gone ahead. That's all. Amen? I always think when that happens, that God, just like that child, he looked at him, he said, they're very special to me. I don't want to leave them down there. I'm going to bring them back with me so they don't have to go through all the trials on this earth that you and I go through. You know, I think about that often. But there's trials in this life. Anybody have a car breakdown this week? That's a trial. Amen? me, I had trouble with my glasses. Amen. I got to travel with a preacher. I don't think he's ever going to stop. Amen. Round and around the country. I think we went around the same hill about 20 times. He called it a mountain, but the only thing is he doesn't know. I knew the roads he was going on most of them. Amen. But you know what? I didn't come to be hard. We pressed pretty hard this week. We've done some hard ministry events last night. That was hard ministry to take. Some of you folks have never heard about that. I know that. But you know, there are some hidden passages in there about the Lord Jesus Christ that people don't bring them out. They don't bring them out. Especially if you get into the denominational groups of, come from Catholics. They don't want to tell you the truth. Amen? So we, basically, I like to do that. 10 years of Jesus. I got about 20 messages on that and what Jesus was doing. I think I scared your pastor. He got sick, amen? Tonight I'm doing something a little bit different. And it'll not be long. I want you to remember me as a short preacher, so maybe you'll come back and hear me next time. Maybe the pastor won't let me come back sometime. But here I want you to know, if you go through life and you study your Bible and you find out what the Apostle Paul went through, what Peter went through, what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through, and you go back to the Old Testament and what Moses went through, and you could just go on and pick them out, what David went through, and you go through the hardships they went through and the times they went through, you get calloused. Amen? You get calloused in this world because life and death, you think you got the best job in the world, and all of a sudden the fellow says, I don't want you to come back tomorrow. You got a brand new car and you're driving down the road with it and it stops. You can't figure out what's the matter with it. Get a hold of somebody and they'll come and tow it back to the garage. You call them on the next day or two on the phone. How's things going? Oh, we don't know. We got to get parts. It'll take us about a month. Amen? Those things happen to us. Our hair changes. Amen? My hair wasn't always this color. Amen? Think about that for just a minute. My eyes, I didn't know I always had to wear glasses. There's trials out there. We got this young couple. They're just getting started. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. But I'm trying to warn them. There's some trials coming along the pathway of life. Amen? You study the Bible. Study it. You'll see it there. Don't think it strange. Amen? If trials. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because they're going to be upon everybody. It has been upon everybody who walk upon the face of this earth. There again, I get a lot of scripture in this. But I don't want to do that. We've had a lot of fun this weekend. Who knows how old my wife and I are? You were asking. Pastor said that. That's what he wanted to know, right? Anybody know how old my wife is? How old my wife is? You know better than that, don't you? Amen.
6 months older than you are.
Just exactly a month of the day older than I am. Yes, she is. Yes, she's my senior. I have to bow down to her. Amen. I did that anyway. Years ago, I bowed down and said, would you marry me? Amen. How long ago, honey? 15, how many years ago? 58 years ago. God tied us together.
75.
What? I'm 75. Am I 75, honey?
Yes.
Am I 75? What happened? Amen. Listen. Don't worry about age, all right?
Amen.
I've got a hip that's replaced. But you know what? You don't worry about it, you know. People worry about things like that too much. You know, they say, well, I can't do things like that. You know, it's up here. Amen? And you work your body and work on it, work on it. If you were in my house and see me trace, you know, run my after all my grandchildren, chase them all over the house. Amen. I said, you should be able to do that. Oh, I love children. Amen. I love children. I would I'd take another 100 of them in if I could. But they won't let my wife and I do that. Amen. But you know what? There is trials in this life. If you work with children, there's trials in this life. Amen? My wife and I have, as we've already told you, we have 4 boys and 4 girls. Amen? What, 24 grandchildren?
23 grandchildren.
23, yes.
9 great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren. Right at this moment, okay? That's subject to change. There'll be no more children, I'm sure, but grandchildren, great-grandchildren, probably no more great-children, but great-grandchildren, there'll probably be more of them along with that. You know what I'm proud of? My children go to church. My grandchildren go to church. Amen. I got a son who went to Bible college. Amen. I love it. Amen. It's not all a mistake. Although we made mistakes. Amen. But God was good to us. Very good to us. I'm not a perfect person. I try to tell people that. There he goes. I'm going to get his amen. He's chasing me around here. That's all. What I tried to do tonight, I thought about this thing with that little young boy out there. College. Art Baptist Gale College. He's not a little boy anymore. He's one of the men that are running the college out there. Last name is Ball, amen. He's out in the college. He's one of you know, that was such a good thing when he came down and said, you know, I was one of those people, children's boys, and I preacher's boy, and I'm so sick of the ministry. I wanted to be something else. And you did that thing. And he said, you know, it changed my life. He said it did. All of a sudden I understood that everybody in this life, regardless of what age we are, going through some trial. If you're not, be careful. It'll be there in just a few minutes. Amen? We go through the trials of life, the troubles of life. We go through the hardships, the heartaches. And we get callous sometimes as preachers. We stop witnessing to people anymore because we got hurt. We stop working for the Lord. We come in warm in the pews and the chairs, but we don't do anything much to belong out of the church. I'm glad that young man went out to college doing something special. I know his father very, very well. That's nothing else in the world's given me. I know some of the greatest men in the world, preachers in the world. And they've been my friends. I told you the story about John R. Rice calling me on the phone when I first started the ministry. To my home. And becoming a friend with him. I told your pastor, Robert Sumner. Grew up in Norwich, New York, went to high school in Norwich, New York. He's my friend. Amen? So many of them. And I've made so many mistakes in life. Amen? Don't talk to my wife, because she'll load up on our extras. And I've become calloused in life. I become calloused in the plumbing and heating trade because I have to. The churches I pastored weren't very big churches, and you had to support yourself and have a job.
so I worked in that trade because I grew up around it. 50 years with the union plumbing and pipe fitter. Got a big certificate that says 50 years with that. Also over 50 years, over 50 years in ministry doing both at the same time. Now, I'm going to say something to you folks. Quit using excuses saying you cannot serve God. Amen? Quit using as I see people do it. I see older people, oh, I can't do anything. Oh, come on. I think we ought to have an old-time get-together and find out how the old-timers, they're still doing it. Amen?
Amen.
Down in the veterans home in Oxford, New York, where I'm a chaplain. Amen. My minister there. Don't pastor a church anymore. I fill pulpits, but I go down there every week and talk to those people. 244 people, not counting staff. Boy, some people would like to have a church that size, brother. People say, well, I would never go there. Why, there's no money there. Well, that's the first problem a preacher does if he thinks he's going to win it for money. He better get out of it, amen? Man, forget about it. Amen. But the Lord is good. Amen. And we see people just about every week want the Lord Jesus Christ. Not by me. It's by the people that are down there that are Christians. We get them together. We have about 30 of them we get together and that are born again Christians. And then I'll say, there's a new person in here. You need to talk to him. He needs a friend. Little Tommy, Rodman. In a wheelchair. He'll come out. He'll make friends with them. They're not born again Christians. He says, yeah. Talks to them about Jesus. Ed. Soul winner. Amen. I have 25 to 30 people all the time. They're born again Christians. They're soul winners down there. I have a big church down here, amen. Think about it. They're callous. Tommy Rodman was in the service and was paratrooper. His leg's gone. Ed was in the service. They are troops too, and he can't hear real good. He's having trouble with other parts of his body. But you know who wins people to Christ. Amen. It's a wonderful ministry. But there are people, we just had a lady that passed away this last week, almost 100 years old, Patricia was. She went home to be with Jesus. Amen. I tell her, Patricia, we got a lady in here that needs somebody to befriend her and they're having a tough time. I'll take her the way she goes. Now, if your pastor says to you, new person in town, you need to go visit them, how would it work out? Are you so calloused up that you can't do that work anymore? Think about it. Got young people here. Boy, I wish I was young again like that. Whew. Amen. I used to be able to put my foot almost on my shoulder years ago. What am I saying? Don't get callous. Don't you folks get callous. Amen. You're in here in this church, get in by the church, get out and visit, and you folks start teaching these people, they don't know how to visit, how to knock on doors, and how to talk to people about Jesus. That's the church's job, amen?
Amen.
Get a hold of these new people and get them moving. I said, well, that's the pastor's job. No, that is the church's job.
Amen.
That is the problem we're having today. Everybody thinks it's the pastor's job. It's not the pastor, it's the church, amen?
Amen.
We must.
Yeah.
Anyway, I told it to be different tonight. I go every week. I go well talk to people. Told you here, I go down to the diner every morning now here and talk to people this week. God bless you. Not curious, but what did God do for you? Ever stop and think about that? I got a mansion, amen. Up in heaven, amen. Think about that. I got my mother and my father and my grandparents on both sides up there in heaven waiting for me. Amen. I got grandchildren already there waiting for me. Lots of family up there that I traced back, clear back into. Guess how far back? Amen. Clear back to England. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of the first ones into Boston Harbor. Fort Ticonderoga, the Battle of Fort Ticonderoga. Everybody's heard about Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys, amen? I said something the other night. You know who the Green Mountain Boys were? About half of them were Hinmans. That's the way when they came in, they went north. And up in the New England States, he said, how'd you figure that out? I've been studying genealogy from my family since I was about 11 years old. I found a lot of secrets, amen, of how to find out things. I've got family now that's working with me. It's even coming in faster now than I ever did before. I even know why they came from England. Amen? Over here. And of all places, they came from Oxford, England. The next town below Norwich is Oxford. I'm pretty close. But what I'm saying, listen, I'm not going to give up because I'm getting older. Amen? I'm not going to give up because I'm getting older. I have no intention of giving up. When God tells me and puts me on my back so I can't get up, and I can't get up and walk around, if somebody put me in a wheelchair and push me around. Amen?
Amen.
I'm just not going to do that. So you ought to be able to get up and do something. You know, we practice things like this. Do you ever do practice push-ups when you get older? This is how you do it. Like that. Amen? Get your shoulders built up. Amen. Then I do crazy things. I work at the church. Amen. Building all the time. Amen. Then I do crazy things. The preachers would call me in. I do some crazy things. I come in with things like this. You know what this is? I'm supposed to have a great gentleman sitting helping me with this. Just keep going like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is what I did years ago. This is yours, by the way.
Mine
right here. This is
no, mine.
I'll be nice to you. I thought Brother Paul, you know, I'd come up here. He's shaking his head, too. I don't believe
it. He just got up, so I'm like, okay.
We got another guy up here coming, all right? Well, that's all right. I'll let you guys work together, all right? You can do the easy, you'll do the easy part, and I'll do the hard part. Let's see, which one of you want this?
Sure.
Okay, you can hang on to that. Okay. Now, You know how to use this stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
You used to.
No, I'm fine.
Now, he used to. You notice that happen when you get somebody up here like that. Now, the biggest thing, fellas, when you go, oh, I need this to go out and open it.
Everybody better than you pass.
This is real, by the way. It's a lead-free cider. And it takes a lot of temperature to get this up to do what I'm going to do. Okay? If you ladies were here and you had a stove, I do this right, the temperature for what I'm going to do is going to be around 500 degrees. Amen? I said, don't try this at home. Now, maybe I need to use this lady. She's laughing back here. I don't know. Maybe we have to do that, all right? One that laughs the hardest. Look. I guess I can't really put that up here unless I break this down. They didn't know what they don't know what I'm going to do either, exactly. They got ideas now, but they really don't know. Huh?
I don't know.
Amen? How many got calluses on your hands? Amen? Amen. Oh, we're going to need that too. Amen? Let's see, we've got to have something else down in here we can use. Let's see what else we have. Amen. Ah, just in case, you know. Just in case they get stuck or something like this, we pull them apart. That's one of the rules. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Oh, there's for a church. I don't think so today. Amen. See what he doesn't want to do.
Okay. He's never burned on anyway.
Mine are bigger than yours.
These?
I keep stirring them on me all the time.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't stir them with them all the time. I don't really need them. Amen.
Do you want to pay?
Yeah. The reason why I don't need them is because of these. Amen. You just understand what I'm talking about when you're on. This is a brazier cloth. We who get calloused, just like this pipe is. Yeah, it's been used a little bit, it's not doing too well. So what you have to do is you have to put this on and smooth it out just a little bit. Take all the rough spots off from them. Maybe we need some rough spots off of this as time goes on. Amen? Now, this is flux. Flux is an interesting thing. It actually is a cleaner, too. When you put the heat on it, it helps clean it, too. Amen? So what this has to be is this has to be like this. Now you can do that. You know how to do that. Make sure it goes on all the way around, all right? Amen. I get these guys doing something. Amen? When they get done with this, I say, I never want to get into this again. Amen? How you doing, all right?
No, fine.
You got that on there? You sure you're doing all right?
No, I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Just put all the different parts on this thing.
No, not on that side. It's not the one that I'm doing. If it's kind of good, now you put it on the side. Both sides. Just like you were doing the cider talk, all right? Yeah. By the way, I found out what the leak was upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Hopefully, we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, someone say, Timmy, this guy's got to be nuts. He is. Amen. Ask my wife. Now, I'm going to show you something. What we need to do is when I start putting that gravy so the cider drops on the ground, so it drops on the next one. We want to get it on the floor. Okay? So you want that to be the floor. Amen? Now, somebody that knows enough to hold the charge Works.
You want to hunt today?
Yeah.
Was that burning it down?
No, no.
Okay.
You do want to do something.
Now, the food store ready?
What's that?
You can put that up and get that over there.
Yeah, we're going to put it down.
I'm just the one here is good.
But I don't want to drop off.
This is a lead-free cider. You can use this with your water lights. You cannot use lead in your lock water lights. Yeah. Watch me very carefully. I want you to put the cider. I want to get that hot enough to solder this. I told you this would be about. I want you to show something. Okay, I want that. I want you to show something now. Here. Anything on my hand? Is there any birds or anything like that?
No.
Good. That's real. That's real. You want to try this?
No.
Okay. You want to try it now?
No.
No. I'm just saying. Now, what I'm saying to do that is, you won't see. It'll burn down. I guess you can see that, but that'll be the second. The flex on this stuff. No burns on my fingers, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why I can do that. Over 50 years doing those things with a torch. And my hand has become so calloused. From doing that, I can do things like that. Not only that, when I was a very young boy, about 4 years old, we had a round oak stove in our house, coal stove. A little boy walked up and put his hands on that round oak stove. I have still scars on my hands, down the lower part of my hands where I did that. But what it did is it killed the nerves in my hands. Can I get burned and hurt? Yes, I can. Just like anybody else. But my hands are also callous now over those burns. You look on, you won't see those. This callous, you won't see where it was burned because it's calloused over now. People don't know what you've been through in life. They may never know. But you've got some calluses. If somebody talked about you because you're witnessing to them, somebody talked about you because you preached the word, if you're a preacher, they don't like you. Sometimes say very bad things about you. Amen. Sometimes the language out of them is not the best in the world.
I don't like these things here. Amen. It's not burnt. Amen. It is not burnt. Amen. See? Amen. If you're going to to be a Christian, what I'm saying is you're going to get hurt. That's what I'm saying. You're going to get callous if you stay in the ministry and continue to witness to people. Amen? If you're a pastor's child, you're going to get hit, hurt even worse because people are going to call you all kinds of names and things. It's not good.
You've just been picking blueberries.
Actually, what happened here on those things was the fact that I had a pen, and the pen blew up on me before I got here, actually. And so I threw the pen away for you guys, but actually,
it was blueberries.
Not there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took this and I moved over.
Amen.
I'm trying to explain something to you that sometimes little example like this is better than just preaching about it. Because people remember this. Now, can I get burnt? Yes. And let me tell you something. When you're this way and you get burnt, you really get burnt. Amen? Because you get worse than anything else. Now, what I'm saying is, we need to realize, what did they do to Jesus Christ? Amen? And we get it pretty easy compared to what he went through. Amen? And yet we get people today that, oh no, we got preachers running. I've seen a lot of New York State. Because, and I see Christians, oh, I'm going to Florida someplace. Listen, I got a son in Florida that works in the ministry down there. Could talk to him. It's the same way down there. Right? My oldest son by the way is down there. Amen? Think about it. What did Christ do through? Have you gone through anything like Christ has gone through? Amen? Oh, you got a few sore spots. Amen? That's all right. God loves you. And what I'm trying to say is, quit crying. Amen? Quit grumbling. We've got cooler air coming in here pretty soon. Amen?
Amen.
And pretty soon there'll be some that white snuff that comes down. Amen? And every time that comes down, oh no, it's snowing, I can't go and do anything here. Amen. Must be something wrong with me at my age, because here I'm out still pushing the snowblower around. I'm out with a shovel, still shoveling snow. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. We've got a lot of callous Christians that uses their calluses for a reason for not to get up and do something. Amen? For not to read the Bible, not to go into church. Amen? By the way, with this appointment that I got here, there's over $100 right here. And what I got here of material. Ooh. Can't move that. I might need to use that sometime. Amen. That's better. Do you want to talk? Ask somebody what? Just talk to this gentleman here. He says he's done plumbing. Can he plumbing like that today? This is lead free, what they call silver bright solder. Amen? Mm-hmm. I think we ought to shine in silver. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I think we ought to shine. I think we ought to do something. I think we ought to go out into the world. Amen? And preach the gospel to every living creature.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Your pastor can't do it alone.
Amen.
His wife can't do it alone. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, we're like a team, aren't we?
Amen.
I did play some football when I was younger, too.
Amen.
Amen. Didn't like football too much. But I should have liked wrestling.
Amen.
You know, there's a story about a guy wrestling. In the Bible? That's in the Bible, wrestlers, right? Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's another message, amen? But what I'm saying to you is, get busy, amen? Oh, I'm hurt. You're going to get hurt if you go out this door to witness to somebody. You're going to be upset about you. But you know what? You keep going. You keep going. You keep going. And all of a sudden, say, boy, there's something different about that person. There's something different. They don't back off. They got something that's real. Amen?
Yeah.
The church ought to have something that's real.
Amen.
Amen? I'm planning on going to 120, by the way.
Praise
the Lord. Somebody says, nobody goes to 120. Moses did, amen? Is he better than we are?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go just as long as I can, amen? I can't do it one way. I'll throw it on my hands and knees, but I'll do it. Let's see if Brother Hall down there with me. Yeah. Brother Rice, you know, I keep pushing him every time I see you. I get up that new preacher up there. I stand and I'll push him every time I see you. Amen. I push my son-in-law and Robert as far as I can, keep him going. I am bring drop, I preach him, push on him all the time. Get up and go. Get up and go. I got a job. So why? Amen?
So why?
And I did that. Amen?
Right.
When I lie, I'm going to probably, when I get a big old guy taking home, I'm probably going to say to the person, the nurse or the doctor, I'm probably going to say, do you know Christ is your Lord and Savior? I'm getting ready to go. I'd like you to have him go with me. Amen.
Yeah.
I think that's one. Amen. Think about that for a while. 2 years ago. Now, about 2 years, 3 years ago now, down in the reference home, a man named Teddy, Second World pilot. They put a paper out every week, and on the paper had a picture of him on the paper and said, the man that wrestled Spartacus and met beat him. And I looked at that and I said, what in the world is that talking about? I went in and talked to Teddy. He said, I want the St. Lawrence University in college. He said, that's where I've never met from there into the Air Force. And he said, I was up there in college, and he says, Kirk Douglas was up there in college with me, and that's not his real last name, I was Kirk Douglas. But he went to college, Kirk Douglas. And they were both on the wrestling team, and he beat Kirk Douglas wrestling. That's where it came from. A brilliant man, a fun man. Bombed over Germany, the lead bomber. The lead bomber, by the way, is the only one that had a lifesaver during the Second World War. The rest of them didn't, but a whole bunch of bombers were behind you. They didn't drop their bombs to the pilot, and that person run, called them, told them where to drop the bombs. 24 tours he made over Germany. Never lost a man, never lost a plane. They came back, they retired him and retired his plane and his whole group that was on a plane with him. He jumped in another plane and did another 4 or 5 trips back and forth. I love that man. You know, it was nice, though, the greatest thing in the world. Just before God took him home, and I'd worked on him for 2 years. He accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. 2 years me witnessing on him. about Jesus Christ and telling him over and over again. He was an atheist. But I kept working. You know what I'm saying to you? Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going. Learn more and more and more. We don't know. At the time, I didn't know anything about winning somebody to Jesus Christ. I still don't know probably at all. God, there's a lot of people know more than I do. But you know what? God's blessed me in the ministry. And we need to get the Christ. We've had so many of them down there. Great people. And all that says, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Amen. If you're going to get calloused along the way, you're going to get hurt on the way. Just keep going. Amen. Keep going. Precious Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who are here tonight. I ask special blessing upon the pastor. And dear Father, would you help him get back on his feet? And Father, if there's one here that has not known Christ or has never witnessed for you, and knows how, dear Father, Lord, might they come to the pastor or come someone in the church and say, is there someone that can help me to learn how to win somebody else? That's what it's all about, dear Father. Help us, dear Father, and help me to continue along thy pathway. And Lord, give me the right things to say and where to say them this day, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, brother.
I don't think that's what I'm running about.
Well, that was quite a demonstration. For those who don't know much about plumbing, when I used to help my dad, and we would do that, you clean off the solder that dripped down, make it look nice. We would usually take either some steel wool or a wet rag.
Yeah.
So to put your bare finger on it, most people may not understand the temperature in there. That's,
yeah.
If you and I did that, we would wipe it off, but our fingertips would stay on it.
Yeah.
You go, I mean, that is hot. Even with a wet rag, I would burn my fingers if I kept it on there too long. So that was quite a demonstration of what it means to be callous. You can get callous very easily. You know, Jesus takes us just as you are, whether you're callous or not. He can get through that callous. Let's stand up. We're going to sing a couple of verses of Just As I Am. And I think it's on page 270. Let's stand up and sing, turn to page 270. You've heard a lot of preaching this week. A lot of things to think about. And if you need something to talk to the Lord about, there's an altar up here. Come on up. And the Lord, He wants to help you. And so as we sing these songs, if you've got something you want to come bring up to the altar, fine. If you just want to stand in a few, that's just fine too.
Amen.
Let's sing the first and last verse of Just As I Am. Good to see you and your wife out here tonight. Thanks for coming over. And all those who traveled from out tonight, we just appreciate that. And let's have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Father, we do thank you for your grace and your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the lessons we've learned from your word this week, especially even tonight. Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us. We do thank you, Lord, that you accept us just as we are, and Lord, that you love each one of us. Father, we do want to pray for our pastor who's not feeling well. Lord, we just pray you'd help him and help him to be feeling better real soon. Father, thank you for the Hinmans traveling out here and spending this whole week with us. We just pray that you bless them and encourage them, Lord, as they go about their way now. We pray that the blessings, Lord, that they shared with us would last a long time here. But Father, dismiss us now with your blessings. Lord, thank you for all that you've done. And for some of the food that's been provided for a little bit later, we thank you for that as well. But Lord, thank you for your grace. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's it.